Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
8:03 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Ed, you and I are huge John Bones Jones fans. He's your favorite, no, your second favorite all time, am I right?
Yeah, George St. Pierre.
Yeah. Right, and my, he's my second favorite all time after Anderson Silva.
Yep.
Spider.
Mm-hmm.
So second favorite for both of us, different favorites. He made a decision this weekend. What was that decision?
Retirement. Retirement. He's been criticized for ducking Tom Aspinall, and he decided just to pack it in. Like we talked about a couple weeks ago, you know, he accepted a fight with Aspinall. He was getting big money for it, and then decides he's not going to do it. So I don't, you know, it became pretty clear he didn't want to fight him. And then, it's, you know, the best way out for him was retirement, I guess.
I don't like it. Looks like a punk move.
It kind of does.
It looks like a punk move. There's no way around this. You'd rather not fight a man. You'd rather retire than not fight someone.
Yeah.
Because if he does, if he doesn't fight him, then he's going to get stripped of his title anyway. So does he think?
Well, Aspinall's he's got the belt now.
I thought he had the belt.
He retires. Aspinall's
no. I mean, if he didn't, if he didn't fight him, he's gonna get stripped.
Oh yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah. Man, yeah. I whiffed on that one. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So one way or the other, you just give this man the belt. Mm-hmm. I don't get it.
I don't either. I don't either. I just, and if there's another reason, like a health issue, but it's not that I know of. It just looks like he just didn't want any part of him. So it's just a little disappointing. But you know. What I hope he does, though, I hope he stays retired now. He's 37. He's been a great champ. He's probably the greatest heavyweight you know we've ever had. Just stay retired. Don't you know, do this. And Aspinall's 32 now. You know, in 2 years, say he decides to retire. He has some kind of injury or something. And then Jones comes back.
Yeah.
Well, I want to, because guys have done it around 40 years old, and he'll be about that age. So I just don't do that.
Mm. Have you lost some respect for him?
Not really. I mean, I just think it's a bad look. I mean, I have a ton of respect for him. I just like him. Always been a big fan of his. Great fighter. You know, he's had his dumb moments, but don't we all?
Yeah.
The only thing I don't like is that Aspinall holds the UFC record for shortest average fight time. 2 minutes, 2 seconds. So when you got a guy it ends fights that quickly, to me, it's a bad look. Like, you know, it just looks like you're afraid of him.
Yeah.
And that's what I don't like. You know, he's 15-3, with Aspinall. Those 15 wins, there's no decisions. It's like 12 by knockout, 3 by submission. He don't leave it to the judges.
Yeah.
So, you know, to me, that's like, you know, kind of looks like you're ducking this guy because he's you know, he's a badass. No doubt about it. I mean, he's a badass. You know, there's not many guys who are Jones' size, and he's one of them. He's actually a little bigger. He's 6'5", 250. you know, because John Jones is a big man. He's a big heavyweight. But you know, you got a guy that's your size. He's been putting, he knocks everybody out pretty much. You know, it's just, he's the same size, which is just unusual.
And I lost a little bit for him. I do. I mean, I think the one thing about competing, especially combat sports, you don't duck people.
No.
You just don't. I mean, that's one of the reasons why I kind of lost it a little bit for Mayweather.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? You duck people until towards the end of their careers, yeah, and then you want to fight them. I lose some respect for that. I do. Mm-hmm. Does it take away from who you are? I'm not big enough to be able to take away from who you are. John Bones Jones is who he is.
Yeah.
But your ability or your desire to compete, now I question that. This guy's supposed to be the best. Do you feel like physically he's overwhelming and it could put you in danger? But isn't that the nature of your sport?
Yeah. It's a dangerous
Anybody
sport.
Anybody can. Yes. If somebody hits you the right way, you could be done.
Yeah.
So I lost a little bit for him. I still love him. Don't get me wrong. I still love John Bones Jones. He's still my second favorite fighter of all time. He is. But this one, it hits me hard.
I got to give it to you. Same. I haven't lost respect for him. Still, I love the guy. But I think it's a bad look. I really do. Because you're ducking a guy who's notorious for putting people away. He's never... Every fight he's had is, you know, it's just... None have gone a distance. None. Even his losses. So in Aspinall, he lost one by knockout, one by submission, one by disqualification. Mm. And his wins, they said, 15 wins, 12 knockouts, 3 submissions. Nobody's going to the card. So it makes me feel like this is a guy that's your size that knocks everybody out, and you don't want any part of this. And it just doesn't look right. And Aspinall took a little bit, not quite a veiled shot. Maybe it wasn't. Maybe just being sincere. He was sitting there on video holding a belt, patting the belt. And he promised to fight everybody and fight often, and I'm going to entertain you as much as I can. I'm going to do this right. And to me, I think that was a shot at Jones for not fighting him.
You think so?
A little bit.
Well, I don't care.
No.
He deserves it.
Yeah, me too. That's how I felt.
And like this is one of those times where you open yourself up for this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For all the a lot of people criticize him throughout his career. Now, yes, these are the people now circling the wagon. I told you so. I told you.
Yeah. And it's when you don't fight all comers, it doesn't look good.
The only thing I'm hoping, though, and I know this sounds weird, I'm hoping that it is him running and not that he's battling his demons again.
Yeah.
I'd rather him run than battle those demons.
Yeah.
410-583-1057 is the number. I'm taking you inside the Orioles clubhouse at 8:30, but on the other side, NBA Finals Game 7 recap. Are we looking at, now we can ask the question, are we looking at maybe the next team to beat in the NBA for maybe the next half decade? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. and it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Show on the Fan.
What happened with Tyrese is just all of our hearts dropped, but he will be back. I don't have any medical information about what may or may not have happened, but he'll be back in time, and I believe he'll make a full recovery. So he authored one of the great individual playoff runs in the history of the NBA.
That's Rick Carlisle on his superstar Tyrese Halliburton. And it was. My heart dropped. When I saw him go down, I'm like, oh, my gosh. Is this really happening right now?
Yeah.
And it was one of those things where you're like, yeah, you kind of knew it was probably going to happen.
It was a very high possibility or probability it might happen.
The longer this series went on.
Yeah.
I hate it for him. But injuries are part of the game. And I hope he's back because he's truly one of the – he's one of the guys when you look at Tyrese Halliburton and you look at – SGA, you say, you know, the NBA is in pretty good hands.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're pretty good. These guys coming up are fun to watch. I mean, Halliburton's fun to watch, and I agree with Rick Carlisle, Ed. He put together one of the greatest postseasons we've seen in a long time.
Well, tell me about it. Yeah. As a Knicks fan,
yeah,
I know firsthand. Yes. So, yeah, he did. He looked great. But, you know, and again, even with people you don't, I'm not a Tyrese Halliburton fan. But, you know, I don't like seeing, you don't want to see people get hurt, especially not in situations like that.
No.
Where, you know, you want to play against people who are full strength.
Game seven, man. Yeah. Game seven of the NBA Finals, and you go down. That's tough. I felt for him last night.
Mm-hmm.
I did. I'm not a Pacers fan like you. I'm not a Thunder fan, but I'm a fan of the game.
Yeah.
And I felt like, you know, and I hate to say this because it kind of sounds selfish because the guy got hurt, but I kind of felt like the fans would cheat it when he got hurt. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If he gets hurt in game four and it's 2-2, all right, you figure it out, you adjust the rest of the series. But getting hurt in game seven and towards the end of the first quarter, you don't have time to adjust to that.
No, you really don't, actually. You don't have time for that. So... I don't know. It's just a sin. That's because then you know. Early in the show, we had the question: do we put an asterisk next to this win? I'm like, no, because it's part of the game, and that's what happens in these things, unfortunately. But you would like to play. You know, you wonder, it would have been different if you played. You know, the full game.
Great disappointment. That is.
Yeah.
Great disappointment. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. We talked about Kevin Durant a little bit earlier as well. He's gone on to the Houston Rockets. And I'm just based on the history, OKC, Brooklyn, Phoenix, I question whether Kevin Durant could be the guy just add Durant win championships. Somebody can say, well, what about Golden State? That's an organization that won before and after him.
Yeah.
Only Kevin Durant wasn't the difference maker in that. Yeah, he was the MVP in the finals because he's that talented. But that was a championship team that he joined.
Yeah.
CJ in Baltimore wants to chime in. What's up, CJ?
What's going on, fellas? How y'all doing?
Not much, man. How are you?
I'm all right. Hey, man. Kevin Durant, you know, top 75 all time, first Battle Hall of Famer. No, you can't take anything away from that.
Nothing.
The championships, now, granted, you got to get there. It's a long season. You have to get there in the first place, so I salute to him. But you on there with Curry, Shit, you can't play one on one. Like, you can't.
Anyway, happens.
I like sugar. I like honey. I like iced tea. You just can't put them all together and say it on air.
No.
You can't say it, Ed.
Nope.
Come on, man. Oh, yeah. Boy. That's our fault. You know that's our fault. You know,
yeah, it can make people comfortable.
It's way comfortable. People get way comfortable around us and like, hey, you know, man, come on. We'll talk to my boys.
Yep.
You are. You just talk to a lot of other people, too. And you know what? In this case, that word applied.
Yes.
I don't know a better word, Jody, he could have used for the Florida conversation. It's just unfortunate that we're on air.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
The OKC Thunder, Ed, a team that you believe that can win a couple more titles over the next four or five years.
I'm pretty sure they're going to. Yeah. I think, you know, was it Sam Presti?
Yeah.
The GM. I think he's really. So is everyone else. When we did that story with DaCosta, was like the second or third most revered, you know, executive in all sports, all four majors. Presti was number one.
Yep.
So, I mean, that's pretty impressive. And I think he's put together an amazing team. They're going to be good a long time. They're young, they're talented, and they're the champs right now. So, you know, until they're not, they're still the reigning champs. I think they'll be good for a couple of years.
You know, that sounds good, but there's something in the NBA. It's in the water. It's in the water. He's got a lot of picks.
Yes.
And they get greedy. They get greedy, man. I think this cat is going to go out and make some of them dumb moves and get rid of some of those. He's going to feel like he has to get one more star.
Yeah.
I got to get this guy. You know, in the finals, we shouldn't have gone seven. We went seven because this guy wasn't. And I think if he doesn't do that, then I agree with you. But the NBA, man.
They do it. I know.
They're just stupid.
The only thing I give him the benefit of doubt because he seems like a different cat. He's done everything right so far. So I just like the way he does things. And I'm not a fan of the team, but.
They get intoxicated, though.
Yeah, they do. I know.
I shouldn't make this trade, but I'm going to make this trade. Yeah. You've seen the examples in front of you that doesn't work, but yet you do it anyway.
Yeah.
Why is that? It never works. Remember that time it worked? No.
No, I don't.
But you do it all the time. Man, they got to add this. Man, they got to add that. Stop playing Madden.
Yeah.
Or some other video game that you play. You have chemistry. Chemistry is something. Is that a rating on Madden, Joe?
chemistry rating?
It's not a rating on Madden, is it? And it is because you can rate that. I doubt if that's a rating on Madden, chemistry.
I don't think it is.
I don't think it is either. Because you can't rate that's something that's not tangible.
No.
You can't quantify that. It just is.
Yeah.
You have chemistry. What's the chemistry? I don't know. We just kind of mix.
We got it.
We do it.
But it's true. It's one of those things like you know when you see it, but you can't really, yeah.
And when you start messing up the chemistry of a team, you're done.
Yep.
And this team right now has chemistry.
Yes.
And I wouldn't mess with it. They have superstars. They have superstars that aren't household names. And sometimes we get so... caught up into bringing in the household name. I want to sell some tickets. You know what sells tickets? Winning.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
You know what makes people disappointed? When you bring in household names and they don't win.
Yeah.
That'll mess you up. That'll make people stop coming. When you keep the band together and they struggle, people are going to still come. Why? Because they know these guys.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. I think it's a huge difference where when they know guys like this, and you don't, you know, give things up and undo everything that was good about your team, I think they appreciate it.
410-583-1057, that's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Shovels at 9 o'clock, Mike Bordick at 8:45. But on the other side, I'm going to take you inside the Oreo clubhouse. Injury with Jordan Westberg. What's his future? What's his status? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. So, Jordan Westberg, you saw him on Saturday dive head first into second base so hard the base came off the ground. Tony Mancelino described him as being out for a few days. I saw Jordan Westberg yesterday during a game. He had his index finger and his middle finger taped together on his left hand, which to me is a good sign.
Yeah.
No cast, nothing like that. Yeah. Just had him taped together. And in typical Jordan Westberg fashion, he was in uniform pacing the floor that's between the dugout and the clubhouse. Pacing, pacing, pacing. And if you're wondering, why don't you tape it up and play with it? If you right now are a right-handed hitter, put something heavy in your hand like a bat, swing, and watch the follow-through, it's going to lay on your index finger and your middle finger. Mm-hmm. That's where all the weight is going to be.
Yeah.
That, if he tries to play through that and tries to baby that, then that's when you start developing maybe it's a forearm problem, maybe a wrist problem. Something's going to try to compensate for that pain that you're getting from your forward, middle finger, index finger not being able to do its job. You know that.
And the good news to me is when people tend to tape those fingers together, it's usually you jammed it. It's not broken.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, you know, there's no serious damage because, you know, you say you'd be in a cast and we'll have something else going on. Because, I mean, we've all jammed fingers playing football and basketball particularly. It just is. And you just tape them together and it eventually subsides.
I want to address the Yennier Cano situation. And I alluded to this last week. Yennier Cano, and I know the other day three up, three down, three strikeouts in a game in which his team was losing 9-0. Cano needs to focus. They got to get his attention. I think this could be a good move for him. Keep in mind, his ERA is just under 5.
Yeah.
Yennier Cano is not Yennier Cano. They need to get his attention. I think this is a good move for him. It's not a move that I'm shocked by. I'm not surprised by this at all. A lot of people were surprised. I'm like, good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you. Go down there and get yourself together and come back and be the guy that we thought that they used to be from an all-star. Sometimes you get to the point in life, especially when you're successful young, where you think your crap don't stink.
Yes, absolutely.
And Yennier is better than that. And I think this could be the Yennier Cano that I know, the character that he has, he goes down to Norfolk, he works on some things, he comes back, and he's that filthy guy that went to the All-Star game before.
Yes.
He's that dude.
Yeah.
He's young enough. He'll figure it out. And the Orioles organization won't let him go. And I don't mean don't let him go physically. I mean, like, they'll go keep their arms around him and make sure he gets back on path because he needs it.
Yeah, for sure. And that move got my attention. It's like, whoa. Like, didn't see that coming. I mean, I know he's had his issues, but I didn't see them sending him down. So I assume he got the message. If I got the message, I guarantee he got the message.
And the Orioles are one of the most cooperative teams in baseball. And I always thought so. And I really found out by working for Roku yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
The entire week leading up to that, we communicated a lot with the Roku staff. I did. And they gave me some features that they wanted to do. And they kept saying, well, you know, we don't get these because of the players. We don't want to get these because of the players. And I'm looking at these features that they wanted to do. And I'm thinking to myself, we can do that. We'll do that. These are features we already do.
Right.
Well, can you talk to this player, you talked about it, I'm like, yeah, we can do that. And when I asked certain players to do certain things, they were like, yeah, that's cool, no problem. Orioles PR staff, on top of it, yeah, no problem. And it's just when you hear other people who cover other teams tell you how tough it is to get these things done, you're like, wow, it's not that tough here. And I hope it's not the whole – these guys aren't superstars yet. When they become superstars, they'll stop doing these things for you.
Yes, right.
But right now, it's pretty good. They had this thing called in-the-moment interviews. It is what it sounds like.
Yeah.
You hit a home run, you score the bases, come to the dugout, bam, we talk. Make a great play in the outfield, on the field, come back to the dugout. If you're not leading off that inning, you come, you talk to us. And they said, Roku, that they have nobody willing to do that all the time. Orioles gave me a list of 10 players who said, yeah, we'll do that.
Really?
10. Now, we didn't have any in the moments yesterday.
Right.
But you had 10 players available. You don't have 9 in a lineup.
Right.
You had 10 available to do it. The whole if you saw the show from the beginning, I don't know if you saw it, Joe, the interview that we did before the game, it's called the first pitch interview, where you literally interview a player right before the first pitch. I mean, Jackson Holliday is in the on-deck circle while Will Warren is warming up. And I'm on the field interviewing Colton Cowser. They were worried about that because they don't get to execute that a lot. And they were worried because we were like 2 minutes before the interview and Cowser hadn't stood next to me yet. And I kept telling him, he's coming. He's fine. He's warming up. He's running. The outfield loosen up. And Cowser glanced at me and I pointed to my wrist, right. Like, you know,
time.
Yeah, yeah. And he did an about face. He turned. He stood next to me, did the interview. And they were just like in awe that that happened. And Ed, I wasn't in awe that happened because that's what I expect. That's what I come to expect from these players. They cooperate when it comes to things like that.
Yeah. And they seem to, because you seem to get a lot of them on, you know, on mic. I'm glad they are, actually. Because it's one of the things I like most about the team. It just seems like they, and we've heard this from even, you know, inside the clubhouse and manager, they actually like each other.
They do.
They have a lot of fun. They like each other. It's different. You know, it's a nice thing to have. As you mentioned earlier, if Madden has a, you know, a chemistry setting, well.
You don't have one.
Yeah, you don't. They have one, though.
They do. Yeah. They do. The tremendous. I mean, before the game, we don't wear suits on masks and we wear the polo shirt. So yesterday I had to wear a suit for Roku. Allie Rushman walks by me, grabs my lapel. Ooh, suited up today. It's just, they're good guys, man. It's just, they're good guys. We want to win more. We do. I'm not taking away from that. I'm not saying being a good guy replaces winning.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that. Trust me, folks. No one wants to win more than I do. But I'm just saying, when you compare them to the other people around the national media, or what the national media says about other teams, these guys are different.
Yeah.
They're different.
They are different. They are different. And it's just, it's important, too. It's not just good to see. Like, oh, I'm happy to see it. It's just important for a team to win that way, because then you become better than the sum of your parts, and they got a lot of good parts. So it's not like they had no talent on this team. They got a really talented young team. I just think it's, you know, when you have that kind of chemistry, it just bodes well for the organization.
And usually my position during the games, I'm sitting next to the dugout in the camera well.
Right.
But yesterday, because the contract that they had with Roku, I got to sit in the Yankees dugout, in the Orioles dugout.
Oh, really?
In both dugouts. Oh,
that's interesting.
Dude, I was literally standing next to both managers.
Huh.
Like literally. It was funny because Aaron Boone.
Did you tell Aaron Boone what you thought of him?
He knew who I was.
Did he really?
Yeah, I walked in. He said, hey, Rob. I said, hey, how you doing?
Why do you know my name?
I wanted to ask him that, but
have you heard what I've said about you?
but you know what I never knew? I never knew how much communication between the managers and the coaches go on during the games.
Mm-hmm.
It's constant. It is literally constant. Robinson Chirinos has a lot of say in that dugout.
Does he?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. And Aaron Boone is constantly bouncing off things. Brad Ausmus seems to be his go-to guy, which I can see that because Ausmus managed before.
Yeah.
But Aaron Boone is like, what do you think right here? You think we need to warm somebody up? No, we good. Okay. And he just turned around like,
really?
We're going to pinch run here. Going to pinch run here? So, yeah, who we got? Oh, we got Goldschmidt. All right, Schmidt, go.
Yeah.
And it's so much communication. You come to the Orioles dugout. And because I was sitting in the Orioles dugout first, I'm thinking that communication was with Matt Mancillito because he's an interim guy. He's new. Maybe he communicates more to his staff. But then when you go over to the Yankees dugout afterwards, you're like, Boone is doing just as much as Mancillito does. It's no one. These guys don't operate individually. There's a lot of moving parts. And that's what I learned yesterday, was because there's so many moving parts, a manager can't do it on his own.
Yeah.
For those of you who say baseball is boring, you ain't doing it right.
No, it's not. Yeah.
You're not doing it right. Because and I was almost, I don't want to use the word overwhelmed, but it was like surreal. Like, wow, all of this stuff goes on? Wow. That was pretty cool.
And it's cool to see that, though, because you really do get a different view and you see what really happens.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't know that.
It was just constant talking, constant communication. Let's go to Baltimore and get Gio. What's up, Gio? Are we still in that mode? Oh, there you go. What's up, Gio? Gio, turn your radio down.
Oh, I'm sorry, guys.
What's up? What's on your mind?
I'm sorry. Yeah, I like to chime in on the players, Rob. You know what? These guys are different, man. It seems like when I was growing up that you want to be there, and these guys want to be there, and if you're going to get interviewed, hey, man, it's like they know it's a privilege.
Yeah, exactly. You know? And that's a good word. That's a, because, Gio, that's how they treat it. They treat it like it's a privilege to be interviewed.
Exactly. Thank you for taking the call, guys.
Thank you. And that's a great word. They do, Ed. They, I mean, like it was, yeah. They. That's a good word. Yeah. I like that word. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Shovels at 9 o'clock. But on the other side, we're going to talk some more baseball. Oriole Hall of Famer Mike Bordick. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Fan. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Joining us, courtesy of the Window Nation Guest Hotline, he is Mike Bordick. What's going on, Mike?
Hey, good morning, Rob. How are you, man?
Doing well. Mike, we had Ryan Ripken on a little bit earlier, and I said to him, and maybe I get a different response from you. You could have won, could have gone 5-2. You should have gone 4-3, but going 3-4 on the road against the top two teams in the American League East wasn't a disaster.
I think it was a disaster on a couple fronts.
Okay.
And I think it was a disaster because you lost Adley Rutschman, who's the team's hottest hitter this month. And in my opinion, a main driver of this team's success. I don't know. It seems uncanny to me that last year when Adley's bat went cold, the team went cold.
You're right.
I know they had some injuries.
No, you're right. You're right. Yeah.
And the first 2 months of this season, Adley stunk up the joint. And all of a sudden, Adley starts hitting and this team starts playing better. Now, I know some other guys came back, but I just think there's some underlying things of his importance to this organization and this team, and I think his loss is going to show up tremendously. And the fact that they just don't have that depth, I think, at catcher is going to hurt too. And now the other catcher got hurt.
Yeah, Maverick Hanley.
Yeah, got hurt. Hopefully he's okay because that was a terrible collision. So, yeah.
By the way, Mike
could have done better, but I the injuries are just killing me.
Mike, he walked by me when he went to the dugout, and his eyes were literally going left to right.
Yeah, that was a terrible collision, man, because he's going full speed forward. Obviously, the base runner coming at him. You don't see that very often. Well, you don't see it in this game at home anymore, yeah. But very rarely do you see a catcher come that far up the line to get a throw. And I understand his intent to try to cut it off and almost act like an infielder, right, who goes up the line at second base to make a tag on a base runner, but unfortunately couldn't avoid that collision.
What do you think about the kind of the situation they're in now where, what we're just talking about, you lose two catches in one series.
Yeah.
You're down to Gary Sanchez. You have Basayo in the minors, who sounds like he may be ready from all you hear, but you don't want to bring him up until he is ready, but you need a catcher. What do you think they're going to do?
Yeah, they're going to be looking around, I think, obviously, for more catching depth. Mm-hmm. I know who's the young catcher, Trump. Yeah, but he'll probably be the guy that's called up. But I think their young catcher in the minor leagues just hasn't caught enough. And there's such a risk, right? We've talked about this a lot with young players, especially. If your defense isn't up to snuff in the big leagues, it gets exposed really fast. And if you're a catcher, oh, my gosh. I mean, think about Gary Sanchez when he was with the Yankees. He was stinking up the plate, right, as a defensive catcher. And they basically booed him out of the plate. So it shows up pretty fast. So he needs some more seasoning behind the plate. I just read that McCann is, I think he's available.
Yes, I was just about to ask you about that. You read my mind. I mean, he's no longer in the Braves organization right now, am I right? He's in the Diamondbacks organization.
So I thought it was the Braves, but you're right. It might have been Diamondbacks. But anyway.
Joe said he got picked up yesterday by the D-backs.
Oh, shoot. Okay. Yeah. Figure he wouldn't last too long. But, you know, looking for players like that, somebody to fill in, because you still got to work this pitching staff somehow. You know what I mean? And that's something that really kind of – nobody talks about that, the importance of that communication and link between the catcher and the staff. And I think Adley had that. He is a really good communicator back there. And now these guys are just, holy cow, like swinging in the dark, man. I mean, it's tough. It's going to be hard to rebound from this. Catcher – is truly the most vital position, I feel, on the baseball team. As much as I hate to admit that as a shortstop, but that is the start of the backbone of a great defense, and obviously game calling. And they really have to find somebody if they want to kind of keep it stable, because I think they're going to miss him greatly.
You know what? I was just thinking about record, but you nailed it spot on. Yeah, Adley Rutschman is the heartbeat of this team, and not knowing how long he's going to be out is not the position that you want to be in for a team that has to win games to get back in this thing. Tell us all about Be More Baseball Podcast.
Oh, my goodness. Well, we had Hall of Famer Joe Orslak on there last week. I just saw him. I'm at Singleton's Cool Kids Campaign Golf Tournament today, man. You know, all the great Orioles are out here. Bumbry's going to be here, Dempsey and stuff. So, I just saw Orslak. It was a great interview. He's awesome. You guys know him well. I know he's a fan favorite around these parts because he stayed here. He loves the Baltimore community. So, yeah, doing good things on the Be More Baseball podcast. Check it out on YouTube. Like and subscribe, please, because trying to make it go. Keep it going. We're going to have a great Oriole guest on, young player, this week. So you got to tune in to find out who it's going to be.
Looking bored at the golf at the golf tournament, getting guests for the show.
I know.
Look at you, man.
Oh no, there ain't no guests here. I haven't dogged anybody out. I had Orslak before the tournament. Come on, man.
He's getting guests. Now he's going to have Dempsey on. He's going to have Singleton on. He's going to.
I may interview him all today.
Hey, man, how about talking? You want to talk about Dempsey's like pirouette when he ran into me the other day? When he didn't fall over? Don't you remember when?
Oh my gosh, yeah. So Denver, man. Yeah, we were at Thingy's celebrity dinner at the Raleigh Oyster Bar. That was a great night. A lot of O's were there. And, yeah, Dempsey trips behind me and Ed. And he almost goes down, but he keeps his balance. It was unbelievably athletic move for Rick Dempsey, man. And I gave him props that we were all, like, talking about it for about 5 minutes. Can you believe he didn't go down? I mean, it was a nice move. Dempsey still got it.
Still some athleticism, yeah. Huh?
He still got it. Yep. He was all proud of himself, too.
Yeah. Morning, thanks a lot, my man.
All right, guys. So, all right.
Boy, I mean, he just killed it. He said it was a disaster because you lost Rutschman.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he's right. When you're right, you're right.
Yeah.
Speaking of Rutschman, what are we going to do with Sam Bisaio at that position? Does he come up now that you need him, or you let him season a little bit? We'll talk about that at 9:15. But on the other side, we're giving out shovels, Ed Norris.
Yeah, I'm going to give mine to the a local group we've bitched about for years, but now it just seems like it's getting worse than ever, and it's kind of dangerous.
A local group?
You'll know who I'm talking about.
If you have a shovel, give us a call.
You've talked about them, too.
410-583-1057. Hit us up on Twitter, at BBMS1057. Fans, shovels next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.